Hi, welcome back to Cycling Talk podcast with me, Georgia Mahoney. Today I'm joined by junior rider for Fensham House Mass Design, Jed Smithson. Although he's still young and in the junior category, he has a lot of experience racing both on the road and track, and it was amazing to hear about this. He's making a name for himself both in the UK and in Europe, and I really appreciate him coming on and recording such a great podcast with me.
Thank you for joining me today, Jed.
Yeah, happy to be here.
What's your first memory of being on a bike?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I can't really remember, but there's a photo, for me at least, in our living room, and I think that was a Wessex League round on a mountain bike when I was maybe 5 or 6. So I assume that was my first memory on a bike, but it might not be.
What's the first bike you remember being really excited about?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. I just remember, so I used to ride a mountain bike, and the only real memory where I've been excited about a bike from, you know, early on, I think that was, I don't know, a Specialized mountain bike of some sort, and I just liked it because I didn't have stabilizers and my sister had stabilizers, so I quite like that.
Were you part of a local club growing up?
Yeah, I was. I used to ride for Oxonian. That was my first club. I don't really know for how long, and then I swapped over to Hillingdon Slipstreamers, and I was there until maybe the end of under 12. That's when I changed clubs.
Do you remember your first race?
Well, I sort of do. I'm going to say my first road race, because I can kind of remember that fondly. I remember in the morning when we travelled up there, I was so nervous. I felt sick. And I thought, you know, I was ill. It's my first time experiencing nerves like that. So then I started. I think I somehow ended up on the grass in a road race, probably not the best thing to do. And then I was 13th at NK Bowl National. They used to do them for under eights back when I started. And yeah, 13th was how it started.
Who did you ride with growing up and what sort of riding did you do?
Well, I jumped around all disciplines except BMX. I tried mountain bike, cyclocross, road, and then when I was old enough, track. I think when I originally started, I did cross. So I guess that's where most of my skills were learned. I guess I did the road race, but I seem to remember myself being on a cross bike more at the start. I didn't really have anyone local to me at the start. So it was kind of who was there. I remember Tom Wadsworth. He did the local races with me, and James Brown. They were probably my first friends, I'd say, that I met in cycling. I wouldn't say I trained with them ever, but I saw them at races, and that was about as far as it went.
Did you have a favourite discipline when you were younger?
Cyclocross. But I mean, back then I just sort of rode my bike. There wasn't much of a difference. But yeah, I'd say cross was probably my favourite, just because it was something awfully nostalgic about going to a race on a Sunday, in like my memory, and doing a cross race. So I assume I enjoy that more than road.
In 2016, you raced the under 12 Youth Isle of Man Tour. How was that experience at such a young age?
Well, actually, I did Isle of Man Youth Tour as an under 10, but I don't know what it was like back then. I think doing it for me when I was a kid, it was just sort of a family holiday for me. And then the racing kind of came along with it. I think so. It was quite rare because my mum's always been quite busy with work that we'd go as a family to races. It'd normally just be me and my dad. So it was always nice for me, my sister, my mum and dad to go to a race. And I think because of that, I just saw it as a holiday with a bit of cycling around it, which made it quite a good experience. I guess it takes away pressure, but it also just makes it really quite enjoyable.
At the Youth National Champs support race for under 12s, you came third, and then you travelled out to the Netherlands to race the Youth Assen Tour, where you won two stages in the GC. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yes, I remember Assen. It was quite a weird week. I have fond memories of I did a course recce of the prologue, literally the day before we started racing, and I crashed into the barriers at full speed, went over the bars, totaled my bike and myself, which wasn't a great start to my week. But then it got slightly better. I definitely remember how the race went down. So I think I was maybe second or third. I think I was second on the prologue and then second again on the next stage. I was beaten on both stages by Oscar Chamberlain, who I still race against now. And then we kind of came down in a very similar crash together, but he ended up breaking his wrist. I didn't break my wrist. I caught back on the group with maybe 1K to go on the third stage, and then I was seventh in the sprint. And then Tom van der Werf overtook me on GC, and there was the time trial. I won the time trial, took the GC lead, and then I think I won the final stage to get my two stage wins. And I mean, couldn't have got much better for me racing wise. But the thing I always liked about Aston was it was a really good experience because all of the Brits would go, and you'd have a holiday as well as a race, and when the race goes well, it was something I just spent my whole year looking forward to going to, as it was just a fun experience for me, and I think for everyone who went, it was just good banter, and I really quite enjoyed the hotel pool. That was what I'd dream of, go around the campsite. So yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you like that it was quite a big stage race? Because in the UK, there aren't many stage races for young riders.
I think I just like that you would have international competition, but I sort of wasn't alone racing it. And I guess 6 days of racing's good to get used to for the future. I think the fact the competition was better was sort of the main factor of it. The length of it didn't really matter. I would have done it if it was two or three stages.
In 2017, still as an under 12, you won two stages of the Isle of Man Youth Tour, every stage of the Northwest Youth Tour, and the National Champs Support Race, and the GC of Youth Assen Tour. That's an incredible number of achievements for an under 12.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I was quite good as an under 12. All I remember is the final stage of Isle of Man. I was leading GC, and it was a hill stage. And every time at the bottom of the hill, except one lap, I dropped my chain. And I just, lost two positions on GC because of that. So I didn't get a clean sweep of, that. But third's still good. And all of the other races, I don't particularly remember. But yeah, it was clearly a good year for me. I think for me as an under 12, it wasn't really about winning. It was just about running the races and going and seeing people that I liked. And like I said, go and have a holiday with my family, was more important to me.
At the Youth Isle of Man Tour, you won a stage and finished third in the GC. Did it feel like a higher level of race now that you'd moved up to the youth categories?
I think so. When I started, under eights, under tens, and under 12s, they were all nationals. So I did under eights and under tens with nationals, and then BC like got rid of nationals for under eights, under tens, and under 12s. So they were support races. So I think it was always going to be a bit of a step up because you went from doing a support race to an under 14 proper national. I guess it sounds like more of an achievement winning a proper national than a support race. But I think because I'd raced everyone like that for so long, I mean, apart from it feeling like a proper national, I don't think I was ever more nervous or like more worried about the competition because of it. I think it just felt like more of an event. And I think the race was quite fun for me in the end. Apart from I was a pretty similar theme at Isle of Man, but I was winning GC on the final stage, and I was taking a drink and I crashed over the bars. I hit a pothole. And then I caught up and scraped third. But yeah, it was just a fun experience. Like I said before, I've always enjoyed Isle of Man. I'd say to this day it's my favourite stage race that I did at least as a youth and a under 14.
Once again, you raced the Youth Assen Tour, coming third in the GC. What was it like to do this European race each year as a youth?
Well, like I said, I always liked the fact that there was just high level competition. I was beaten by Theodore Storm and Oscar Chamberlain that year, which was, a bit disappointing. I went there to win, but I think just being able to do a race that felt like top level. I mean, as much as you can say, top level in the world at an under 14. It was just great to go and see how good I was, and I guess that year I was third best. Another thing I liked about Assen is it's kind of because it's a very similar structure each year. I think you kind of each year you're stepping up, so it kind of gets more satisfactory as you get older to keep doing well. I always like that.
At the start of 2019, you won round one of the Youth Icebreaker Series. Was this your first national win on the track?
No. I think I can't remember exactly, but I think I did an icebreakers round in 2018. And I think I won one of them. But I don't think it was icebreakers was just a really weird race that it's like a big track meet at the start of the year, kind of a hit out. So yeah, I don't know if it was my first, but I mean, it was probably a good race for me to win. I always like to think that top five was good for an icebreakers round, so to win is still a good thing, right?
You went on to win round two and round three as well. At that time, did you have a favourite discipline when you were focusing more on track and road?
Well, to be honest, I think this is still the same for today. I've always enjoyed road more, but I've always been good at track. So I would have still said at that time, I probably preferred road. But I mean, it's always enjoyable being good at something. So I guess I enjoy track a bit. But yeah, road would have been my favourite discipline for sure.
Why is that?
I just find track, because you're in a enclosed velodrome, you're always in the same sort of scenery. It never changes, which for me makes it very intense. Like if you finish a track race, you're still in track center. If you finish a road race, you kind of like you drive an hour away, or you drive back to your accommodation, you drive home. You finish a race, you've got different scenery to probably to when you started. So I think it's kind of hard to escape the competition feeling of track. So that's why I always preferred road. It's just a bit less stressful, a bit less intense, a bit more enjoyable.
At the Pembrey 2-day Road National, you won the GC, and then you won the Youth Isle of Man Tour GC, and the Youth Assen Tour GC, and the Omnium National Champs. Can you tell me about some of your memories from this youth racing?
Well, I remember Pembrey was cold. It was freezing. Isle of Man was a great trip. I remember that. Assen was stressful. I really the biggest thing about Assen that year, 2019, was just how nervous I was all week, because I really wanted to win, and I knew I was good enough to win. So I just had constant pressure on myself to try and, do the best I could. So like before the time trial, I was like shaking, which to this day I don't think I've ever been close to that amount of nerves before a race. I don't really know why. I think I was so put off by how much I didn't like being that nervous and that anxious about racing. And then Omnium Champs was, well, I mean, first national jersey for me was still to this day probably one of my happiest achievements with myself. Because I mean, I think 2019, before that, I did Scarborough National Champs and I trained quite hard to try and do well. And I crashed the week before, then I crashed in the race. And then I had like a week off because I was completely burnt out of crashing. And I was pretty battered. And then I came back, did a little bit of training, and then I won that. So I was pretty happy with that. I think to be able to, like, after disappointment of not doing it on the road, to be able to at least prove myself on the track was a pretty good experience for me. And I still remember the morning before I had the worst breakfast at this weird Manchester hotel. So yeah, that's kind of my main experiences from them races. I think it's also weird that that was probably still, in terms of number of wins, my most wins in a season. But I still wouldn't say it was maybe my favorite season or a season that I particularly enjoyed. I kind of was just going through the motions race to race, but when you always want to win and put a lot of pressure on yourself to win, you can't really enjoy it.
Obviously, 2020 was a bit of a different year with lockdown. How did you find that?
I actually really quite liked 2020. I guess like I said, I got a bit burnt out after 2019 from cycling. I reckon I had a 2 or 3 month off season, which is just ridiculously long when you're only doing 200 hours of training for an under 14 season. So I basically didn't want to ride my bike. And then I think I did an icebreakers round one in January, and I wasn't very good at that. I was maybe fourth or fifth. So for me to be able to not have to think about racing, and I could focus on my training. To be honest, I didn't do a lot of schoolwork. I didn't really come across to my what's the word? My concerns. And I end up in going from hating training, not really liking riding my bike, to all of a sudden really liking riding my bike. Because I mean, I guess when you take away all of the things that you can do normally, and then cycling is something that I could do normally as well. But when you can't do the other stuff, cycling then becomes a whole lot better. So I found that 2020 made me start enjoying riding my bike, enjoying my training. So it just changed my perspective on the sport, really. Had we not have had a lockdown, I don't know if I'd be where I am right now in the sport. I guess you'd never know, but I went from hating my bike to liking my bike. So I guess 2020 was quite a good year for me. Now I think about it, it's just what happened, I guess.
Did you find that when you got back to racing, you felt a bit less pressure on yourself?
I found that because I liked riding my bike, I didn't really need to be as nervous, because if I didn't win or if I had a bad result, I would still train. I didn't need to be only motivated by winning, or getting a good result, which I guess helped me take away pressure off myself. And I found once I came back to racing, I enjoyed it a lot more as well.
How did it feel to get back to national racing in 2021?
I think it was a long-awaited I don't know, what's the word? Long awaited feeling of getting back racing. But my first national was terrible. I think I got lapped twice at Loughborough, which was not exactly the way I wanted to start my 2021 national series off. I got a heat stroke, I think, waiting for the race. I didn't think I was bad enough to normally get lapped twice. So I think getting back racing was good. Getting lapped twice was definitely not good. So even if it was enjoyable to be doing nationals again, it probably wasn't my dream.
And that was your GCSE year. How did you manage your training around your education?
Well, in a bit of a weird way, I didn't really do a lot of work for my GCSEs. I did. I mean, I can't say the typical, like, I didn't revise, because I did revise, but I mean, maybe it was a couple hours a night in the 2 week lead up to my exams, and maybe 3 hours the night before of just going over some work that I'd done before. And I guess we had, because we were the height of like 2021, 2020, COVID, we got a topics list, which kind of cuts down your time you need to spend revising. I actually found it really easy to manage. So yes, there wasn't a lot to manage in the end. And I guess I kind of, in a weird way, I kind of enjoy school, but I don't particularly enjoy doing school work. So I kind of did as much as I could in school. And then when I got home, I just kind of focused on my cycling.
You took your first win of the season at Pembrey 2 Day. Can you tell me about that race?
Yes, I can. Well, I won the prologue, which is like a one lap TT, which I was quite happy with, because I didn't actually think I was that strong, especially after Loughborough. I think we had a race in between that I did it right at, but it was good to get up there in a prologue, and then I was second in the next stage. There was a stage after. I think there was four stages in total. And then I was fourth behind Matty Brennan in both of them. And then in the final stage, I think Matty crashed. I guess part of Pembrey is surviving, because it's just such a, it's like a high speed, no corner circuit, and everyone wants to be at the front. And I guess eventually something has to give. So in the final stage, I was fourth, and I got maybe 2 seconds of bonus seconds. Which meant I like just about jumped someone in GC and got myself into first. It was a close win, but win's a win, I guess. And I think for my confidence, after sort of a rough start to the national series, I was pretty happy with that. And I guess another thing was, I think we had national track champs in between the kind of that day, so before it, and I did terrible at national track champs that year. I was extremely disappointed with myself, so it was good to sort of come back to the road and get a win, just for all sorts of reasons, really.
Sometimes having a bad race then just takes off the pressure for your next race, and then you end up doing better.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, I guess it helps you be motivated when you have a bad race. So you can get better training miles in. And I think for me, Pembrey, I've always quite liked that circuit, racing around. So to kind of get a win in an environment that I was kind of happy about, was good for me.
And you won a stage of the Northwest Youth Tour, your last national race as a youth. How did you find the move up to junior in 2022?
Well, I think Northwest Youth Tour was quite a revolutionary race for me, because I'd never been good at hill stages, and I won the hill stage. So that was quite interesting for me to suddenly realise that I'm maybe not the rider I thought I was. And then the step up to junior, I had to step up my training. So I did more hours, which was fine. I actually quite enjoy riding more hours. I think the hardest thing for me on step up to junior was trying to get all of the little things that you need to do in races right. So preparation and maybe like tapering, and also like nutrition. That was the biggest thing that I found hard. And I think I didn't really do it at all very well for my first year of junior. Kind of really lacked, what's the word? I kind of lacked an idea or like a path to follow on it. So I kind of just stayed the same and didn't really improve. It was kind of a bit of a weakness for me. But yeah, I enjoyed stepping up is the short of it. Because I find now that I really quite enjoy training and riding my bike. And that's mainly helpful when you've got to increase your hours.
You joined Fensham House Mass Design. How did that move come about?
Well, so originally I got kind of lucky here because they were originally only going to take Alex Belden, Matty Brennan, Jacob Bush, and Ben Wiggins. But I had quite a good end to this under 16 season on the road. And they then changed the rules on junior teams so that you could have six riders in the UK for nationals. So that meant that Fensham took an extra rider, so there was five. And that was how I ended up getting on Fensham. There was five of us instead of the normal four. And I was pretty happy with that because in my opinion, Fensham is the best junior team in the UK for the opportunities you get, the support you get, funding. So yeah, I think I was lucky and I did quite well with getting the Fensham team and I was pretty happy with that and I still am, to be honest.
You got a lot of opportunity to race out in Europe, including racing Junior Kerner Brussels Kerner. How was that?
I think Kern as a first year junior for me was like an insanely new experience. Because the longest race I'd ever done in the UK was maybe just over 40k. And going to that to riding about 130k. And then ahead of that, the level had stepped up massively. Riders are more aggressive, it's more stressful. And the course profile is even more of a step up. And then you got to do nutrition on top of that, and extra prep. It was all like, oof, this is a lot more serious. So by the end of the race, I was pretty tired. And then I got in, I think in the bunch sprint, I got taken out. So I walked over the line, but I wasn't hurt. And I think for me, it was such a wake-up call to how much bigger cycling gets, you know, like the steps between junior and then under 23 and then pro is just going to be insane. And that's kind of the first step you have to take. And it was just a wake-up call.
At Knockle Corso, you finished 10th, and then at Guido Classic, you finished 5th. Did you expect to get such good results?
No, not really. But I wanted to. So I think it was good to get that. But it wasn't really what I expected. And in both of them, I sort of salvaged a result. The race didn't really go to plan, and I kind of made the best of it in the end. That was good. So a 10th and 5th is more than good enough.
And you represented GB at Junior Genfwevel Gem. Was that your first time representing GB?
Yes, it was. It was a pretty insane experience. I was pretty happy to represent GB. It's quite weird. You do actually get quite a lot of pride from putting on a GB jersey. At least I felt quite happy to have kit. I always felt that you feel more pro wearing GB kit. Everyone's like, oh, look like it's a pro.
And can you tell me about finishing third at that race?
Well, the long and short of it was I was really happy with third, but I was probably more disappointed about not winning. I didn't expect to come like third, but in the race situation, I felt like I should have won, completely should have won. So it was pretty weird experience for me getting my best result ever by like miles, and yet I was more disappointed about this, like the fact I couldn't win, because in the but I so I got myself in the place to win, and in the finish of Gent Wevelgem, there's like pavement on both sides. I don't know how long, but how wide, maybe like a meter wide on each side, and then in the middle there's cobbles, and obviously you want to be on the paved side either side. And I let out the sprint with maybe 250 to go, and I got to the paved bit first, but for some reason the Danish guy Tobias was up my inside, and I made a split second decision to cross the cobbles. And I must have done 2 meters extra in distance wise in my sprint, and I lost by half a wheel. You don't need to be a genius to realize where I lost those 2 meters. So yeah, kicking myself for that. If I just stayed where I was, I would have won. And I guess even though I'd just come third, and I was technically really happy with that, I was also really disappointed that I didn't win from a mistake that was such a dumb decision. I don't know why I did it, but I did. And I guess it was another thing for me was trying to rationalize that it was still a good result, because you can't be too disappointed when you completely surpass your expectation. And I guess everyone makes mistakes, right? But yeah, I guess now I look back at it and I think it was good to realize that I did something wrong, because now I won't cross cobbles like that ever again. But yeah, I can be happy with third place, I think, but I'm still bitter about it now to this day.
I guess it's better to learn those things at a younger age than in the future you'll know. And when it's a even bigger race, you can keep those lessons.
Yeah, 100%. I guess, yeah, I didn't do it at the Olympic Games, so I don't need to be too worried.
You started your first senior track national champs with FH Mass. How was this?
Well, I don't really know. I just remember the national champs. The velodrome was just so hot in there, that I just felt I couldn't really perform very well. It was like riding in a sauna, and I think everyone else thought that because I was just dripping with sweat the whole time. And my track warm ups before it, so you do a turbo warm up before you go on the track, and they were just I just remember I sweat so much that I was dehydrated, and then in the race I just couldn't do anything because I was so dehydrated. I think we were third in the team pursuit. So that was a good result for us. Good thing about Team Pursuit is everyone's accountable for each other, so it's quite good to get a joint medal where you can all enjoy it. But apart from that, it was a bit underwhelming for me as a weekend. I didn't really get a big result. I guess I learned some stuff, so still worth doing. And after that, I got picked for Junior Academy. So I guess still some good came from it.
And you were able to race the French Nations Cup and you represented GB again. How was it to race another international race?
Yeah, it was good. I personally didn't have a great weekend at Morbihan. All right, legs just didn't really play out for me. I actually did my best time trial of the season in that race. But other than that, there was nothing really to scream about. We, as a team, GB bottled the win, with Josh Tarlin. But I guess like I said before, you got to practice failing so you know what to do next time. So yeah, we won't make the same mistake we did then. I definitely won't. So yeah, it was good to do. It was, even though, I mean, you got to talk about like what your favorite trips were as a trip. Last year, I really enjoyed Morbihan, but the racing wasn't very good for me. I didn't particularly do anything that was special or particularly memorable?
Second in the GC of Junior Northwest Youth Tour before you headed back out to Europe, this time Germany, for another Nations Cup. What was it like to experience these European races?
Germany was an insane experience. I mean, there was quite a lot of travel involved getting there, getting back. But my first Nations Cup stage win at Saarland was pretty insane. I did my best sprint that I've done to this day, I think, on that first stage of that race. And I guess you can't really prepare yourself to win a Nations Cup, but it was quite a big shock for me. I was very proud of that. So I get racing abroad in Europe when you're winning is really quite good, I'd say.
You did your first European track championships, which went well, and you came away with a silver in the elimination and a bronze in the scratch. Can you tell me about that?
Well, so before the European track champs, I was originally in the Team Suit team. And then at Sickle Classic, I had a big crash. And so when I crashed, I kicked the floor with my ankle. And I got, it's called an anterior capsule strain. I'm still not completely sure about what it was myself, but you pull your ankle back when you kick the floor. And it stretches some stuff in your ankle that you probably shouldn't stretch. And this meant before, maybe it was 3 weeks before European track champs, I couldn't walk and I was on crutches, which wasn't ideal. So I had 2 weeks of pretty intense rehab. So I was icing my ankle for 15 minutes every hour. And then I couldn't do that at school. But when I was at home, I was doing that. So it was a pretty shaky start to my European track champs experience. I didn't end up doing the team suit because I couldn't start because of my ankle. I lost more fitness than I could have ever imagined. I basically had an off season before it, and then we did a pre-Euros camp, and that was when I started properly walking again and using my ankle. So I got myself in some shape to race. That was good, and then the scratch race. I remember. It was so the French guy who won it took a lap pretty early on. Well, no, maybe not, maybe like midway through the race, 15 laps in. Someone crashed into me and broke my boa on my shoe, but it wasn't that big a deal. And then it was a pretty standard race, to be honest. The French guy took a lap, so we were racing for second. And then I got second in the bunch sprint, which gave me a bronze medal, which was pretty, I mean, for me, that was pretty insane after my preparation. I could have just ended it there. That was good enough Euros. And then the elimination was just an insane race from start to finish. It was the most stressful thing I've probably ever done. There was three or four massive crashes in that race. I reckon half the field crashed, maybe more. So I was in the first crash. So I did a lap and a quarter, and a Portuguese guy crashed, and I was caught up in that. Had two wheel changes. I was covered in cuts, but nothing really serious. And then eventually I got down to last two riders after a lot of stoppages. I think the elapsed time for a race that normally takes 20 minutes was maybe 45, 50 minutes, which is a lot of stopping time. And then I was against the Italian, let out the sprint, and then I just got rolled. I was too naive. Because I'm quite a good sprinter, so I was like, oh, I'll just beat him. Easy. Let it out, and then I got rolled. Pretty sad, but still, I can't complain with a silver medal. Again, like factoring in all of my preparation problems, it was good to come away with second and third from where I was. So that for me was pretty amazing. Even if I thought I made quite a big mistake in the elimination, not winning it.
After this, you took the win at the Junior Trofee Van Vlaanderen. How did it feel to win that, especially after your previous injuries?
To be honest, it wasn't that big a level of race. But one of my goals at the start of the year was to win a UCI 1.1. So I was pretty happy to complete my goal. I guess I wasn't really thinking about my ankle. At the time of the season, that was kind of my last result that was at least worth shouting about. But I didn't know that then. So it was like a stepping stone for me, at least, to what I was hoping was going to be a better final end to my season. But yeah, I was happy to complete my goal. And that's about all I felt with Trophy Van Vlaanderen, really.
At the Track National Champs, you took the win in the scratch and finished second in the Madison and third in the individual pursuit. Were you pleased with these results?
Yeah, I'd actually forgotten about Track Nationals. Yeah, I was happy to win the scratch. That was the first race. I didn't really know how good I was at a scratch, even though I'd had the third at European champs, but I did want to win to maybe like back that up that I was the best person to be in that situation. So I was very happy to win a national jersey. That was my first national jersey in about 4 years as well. That was good. The third in the IP was pretty satisfying for me because I did a massive PB, completely surpassed my expectation. And I'd done quite a lot of work with Mike and Canon 12s, and obviously the stuff I've done on Junior Academy. So it was kind of an event I've done a lot of prep for over the year. So to get quite a big PB and a good time, and I guess a medal on the top of that, was quite satisfying for me. And then the Madison with Ben was a bittersweet, to be honest, because I think we both wanted to win, and we were so close to winning, and we just kind of messed up. On the final, it came down to the final sprint. We messed it up and we didn't get the win. Oh well, life goes on.
How did it feel to be selected for the World Champs in Australia?
Again, that was one of the highs of my season, getting picked for that. Because at the start of the year, obviously, everyone makes goals. And one of my goals was to get picked to go and, or go to Australia and race. So completing that was pretty good. I kind of got most of my checklist done. I think it was also quite a lot of pressure because I guess you have to go and represent your country, and it's quite a lot of work and effort to get there. So I had to try and go and perform my best, get a medal. That was the goal, at least before I started.
You finished 20th in the road race. You must have been pleased with that result.
I was pleased with how I rode because my performance that to this day is the hardest race I've ever done by a country mile. It was such a hard race. It's quite hard to believe I even got 20th, to be honest, when I look back at how hard it was. I always say though, I didn't travel to Australia to come 20th, but I can be happy with how I performed. My performance was at a level that it's never been before. I think that's a good thing. But like I say, I didn't go there to come 20th. I wanted to podium, but I didn't, and I can be happy with 20th. I think 20th is a salvage. Like I kind of salvage the top 20. And you say it like that. You don't say 20th, you say top 20. And I think by the time I got home, I could be quite satisfied with the 20th place, all things considered.
How do you find the overall World Champs experience?
Well, it's pretty insane compared to any other race I've done. The level is 100% higher. The crowds were pretty massive. I think they maybe weren't as big as I'd expected at Australia, but it was still pretty mega to have people like screaming at you all race, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning because our race was at like 8:30 starting. So I think you kind of need a lot of crowds to kind of keep you awake. The only disappointing thing was it rained. I went to Australia and I got rained on. That kind of ruined the world's experience. But apart from that, it was pretty insane. Also, I guess I got to watch the pros race. That was something I wanted to do, and the under-23s. And I got to go and stay and feel like I was a pro. Because there was obviously all the actual pros in the hotel, and when you're a junior, that's quite cool.
Over the winter, you did some cross races for Trinity. Can you tell me about this?
So I spoke to my agent, Andrew McQuaid, and I said I kind of want to do some cross, just because I think cross generally like is good for development. You get your skills and all your stuff. And I used to do a lot of cross back in the day when I was young. Go back to my roots, I guess. So I said to Andrew, "Do you have any bikes that I could do cross with?" And I ended up doing it with Trinity, which was a good experience. Nice kit, nice bikes, and no pressure for me. So I really quite enjoyed doing some cross, even if I wasn't very, very, very good. It's still good to get in some cross racing, and I think I got quite a lot out of doing it personally, for motivation and all sorts.
We're now in 2023. Right at the start of the year, you represented GB at the Apeldoorn International, where you had amazing results, winning team pursuit and some individual events, and then coming second in the Madison. Can you tell me about this event?
Well, it was actually one of my favorite trips I've ever done with GB. Me, Matty, Ben Wiggins, Harry Card, Callum Moyer all went with the intention of winning the team pursuit. That was the main goal for all of us, and we actually pulled that off with quite a big PB. Stuart Blunt, our coach, wanted around 408, and I think we ended up doing like a 403, which is much faster. And that was all a PB for us, pretty much. Maybe Ben's gone fast, I don't know exactly, but that was good start. And we beat all the other competition in the TP by quite a long way. We caught the French, and there was no team particularly close. There's good confidence boost as well for all of us to know that we're like at a level that's more than good enough on the international stage. And then individually, it went really well for me, actually. I won scratch, elimination, points, and tempo, all the Omnium events. Which I mean, it's not really a surprise to me because it was a bit like track league, and I'm pretty good at track league, that kind of like racing style. So I was happy to maybe like back up what I thought I could do. And then the Madison with Harry Card was pretty brutal because it was the last event. I just remember wanting it to end, to be honest. Long weekend, lot of riding. So yeah,
Must have given you a lot of confidence heading into your race season, though.
I think it was good because I actually didn't really. I mean, after the TP, I had a lot more confidence in my individual races, but I did quite a big training week before it, so I didn't actually know what my level would be like. I didn't know if I'd be fatigued or I don't know, tired or just under what I expected of myself. So to be able to go there and get a lot of wins is always good, especially at the start of the season. Shows that your winter was pretty good, I think.
And were you pleased to get another bronze in the team pursuit at the national champs?
Yeah, actually that we were pretty happy, because so we basically had a thing where me, Matty, and Ben are on academy, but Alex Bellman isn't. So we didn't know how we'd go as a team, but we actually pulled off a good time, another 403, which for us was kind of good. That's kind of what we wanted. So it was also a good ride, and another medal at senior national track champs is always good.
Your first road race of the season was Junior Kerner Brussels Kerner, where you finished fifth. What a great start to the season.
Yeah, it was good. Me and Matty sort of salvaged a result for Fensham in that race, after we somehow let 20 riders get up the road on the first berg. So we had to kind of take matters into our own hands on one of the climbs and get across to that. I was happy with fifth. Again, it was quite a good ride for me, numbers wise and sort of racing wise. Even if the result wasn't a win, to become fifth, the good ride is how you kind of want to start your season. You can build off that.
And then at Knockacorsa, you took the win. How was it to win that?
It was pretty insane, actually. That was probably my first win that I thought was like a big win. Obviously, the Nations Cup stage race was a big win, but I didn't win the GC. It was just a stage win. So to get a proper 1.1 win was pretty big for me. And the way I won it was quite satisfying. You know, I was 3 seconds ahead of the next rider. It's not a massive amount for, but for me, that's quite a lot as someone who normally wins in a sprint. A big confidence boost as well, to be honest. It's just generally an enjoyable race, and winning's always nice, isn't it?
And then you were fifth at Junior Gent Wevelgem. Did you expect to get such amazing results at the start of the season?
Well, I definitely wanted to. My goals were probably better results than that, to be honest. I wanted to win Ghent after, you know, my previous year getting third. I felt like I had a lot of, what's the word, unfinished business with Ghent Wevelgem. But the race just, like, horrible weather, poured it down with rain. A really weird route sort of meant that I was kind of not in the situation to win the race ever. So I was happy with fifth, and I was happy with how my season started.
Most recently, you raced Junior Paris-Roubaix. How was that experience?
Disappointing. It was really disappointing. On the first cobble sector, something like on my bike went wrong, and my front brake, the fluid came out of the disc brake, so it meant that I actually didn't have a front brake. So I lost all my confidence, and then on the first five star sector, I'm not going to try and pronounce it because I'm just going to embarrass myself. A Dutch guy in front of me crashed. I went to pull my front brake. It didn't work, so I just went straight over him. Had to have a bike change, and then as I was getting back on, I got overtaken by the convoy. So I probably wasn't getting back on anyway, but I punctured on my spare bike, but the convoy was ahead, so it was a 5 minute wait for me at least to get another back wheel, which meant I OTL'd. So to not even finish was really rather disappointing for me, because I guess you never forget your first Paris-Roubaix, but I kind of want to because I didn't really get much out of it, and it was quite patronizing because obviously all the crowds are waiting for the men's race. And you're getting supported, like, you know, you're winning, but you're actually 15 minutes dropped, which ain't so great.
What races do you have coming up?
So I've got E3, and then after that, Liège-Bastogne-Liège, and then Bob Jungels in Luxembourg. And then after that, I'm doing Cadence Junior National. And then my A level start. Oh God. So I'm sort of clamping down on my races. I'm doing like Yorkshire Classic because Fensham's organising that. And then I'm doing Hatherley because that's the weekend after my exams finish.
What are your goals for the rest of the season?
So I want to win National Road Race Champs. Another goal of mine is to do better in the time trial than I did last year. Maybe a podium. I don't know if that's realistic, though. And then, regarding that, I get picked for World Champs. I want to podium at World Champs. And then, I also want to do a good IP at Track Nationals. Maybe win. Maybe get a new personal best. That sort of thing. And then again, regarding I get picked, I'd like to win a Euros jersey at European Champs.
Wow.
And then they're my goals currently. I'd also, you know, I'd also like to win a stage race of some sort, but we'll see.
Just a couple goals then.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Well, hopefully in 5 years' time, I'll have either made it on a world tour team or I'll have been to the Olympics because they're, you know, the end goals for me in my cycling career. If not, if I don't make it as a cyclist, I would probably take over my dad's business, or I'd do something to do with yacht crew, on a boat.
What's your favourite race you've ever done?
Oh, good question. My favorite race I've ever done is probably, it's a tough one. Probably, it's probably got to be Isle of Man. Across the years, Isle of Man Youth Tour for me has just always been my favorite race. Growing up, because like I said, it was just, I always really enjoyed doing it. I look forward to it all year.
Is there a race that you'd like to do that you haven't done yet?
I'd obviously really like to race the Tour de France. You gotta have goals, and doing the Tour de France is just the goal.
Where's your favourite place to ride for fun?
I think my favorite place going back is probably Mallorca. Just because nice there is, isn't it? Sun, nice roads. What else do you want?
Who's your favourite current rider?
Well, this is quite a weird question because obviously you've got your obvious picks. So my obvious pick is Wout van Aert. He's probably the rider I'd support. But my actual favorite rider is probably Mads Pedersen. And then my like sleeper pick is Matej Moric. I think it's just really enjoyable to watch. And then if we go on like GC, because you can't have a GC favorite rider. Probably Primoz Roglic.
Who's your favourite rider of all time?
It's got to be Cavendish. Just growing up, he was the rider that I always supported.
What's your advice for young riders?
Well, I'd just say from what I found as an under 14, if you're not enjoying racing, there's not a lot of point in doing it because as you get older, you need to be able to train. And sometimes if you need to find that you enjoy riding your bike before you race, because otherwise you're just in it for the wrong reasons.
You've got 5 minutes before you head down to the start of a race. What's on your playlist to get you motivated?
Oh, I don't know. I've got all sorts. I quite like this is gonna sound a bit weird, but pre-race, I quite like Lady Gaga. Like Poker Face. Just gets you going.
Interesting.
Just a surprising answer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have a lot of different musicians, but when you put me on the spot, pre-race, Poker Face, come on, good song.
Thanks so much for sharing your cycling life story with me, Jeb.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find all other episodes of Cycling Talk Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find me on social media. I'm on Instagram and the GCN app. Thanks so much to everyone who listens and supports my podcast. See you on the bike.